This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning to you. It's a Thursday morning. We got a little bit of rain on the way here. Looks like by midday, probably, we're going to be getting what they're already getting hit with over on the western side of the state. It doesn't look like anything severe, but certainly some wet weather is headed this way for you. Just a little heads up, depending on what your plans are. And if you didn't get the grass mowed yesterday, it may be a couple of days now. May move you into the weekend for sure. How about that, Ethan? It's going to rain in the middle of the week instead of on a weekend. So if you're planning any camping this weekend, you'll be all right.
Yeah, of course, we're not going anywhere this
weekend. No, of course not.
That's how it works.
It just rained all last weekend on you.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Mark Cox in here alongside Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright and Sue Thomas with more on your traffic. Of course, maybe that rain will be out of here in time for Sue to get back in here this afternoon for traffic during the Reardon show. I don't know. I would hope so. But we have no problems out there this morning. I mean, the roads are dry, at least. We have no weather-related problems for sure. Sue will keep you up to date on all of that. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Tom Ackerman. I just saw him out in the lunchroom there in the break, and we were talking about. I said, "Hey, I got a big show this morning." He goes, "We're gonna kill it when I come in the studio." I'm like, "I've got the two Toms. I got Tom Ackerman. I got Tom Holman." He goes, "Really?" He goes, "Who's first?" I'm like, "You are." He goes, "All right, good. Well, we'll trump him. Don't you worry about that. That's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We got Tom at 6:35, and we got that's Ackerman, and we've got Tom Holman, the Border Czar, live in here about 1 hour from now. He's going to be calling in from Washington D.C. So we're looking forward to that. We're also going to talk about to Jeremy Cady about whether or not you and I, as taxpayers in the state of Missouri, well, for any state for that matter, but right now the issues in the state of Missouri, the special session starts Monday. Should taxpayers foot the bill for a new Kansas City Royals stadium and vast improvements to Arrowhead? My argument would be no, but Jeremy Cady is bringing the goods. He's got the receipts. He goes, he studied this. He's got financial data from other towns in terms of the impact these sports teams have on local economies. And his argument is, no, we shouldn't have anything to do with that. And he's trying to make that argument to Jeff City. Now, people like Cindy O'Loughlin, as somebody pointed out yesterday, posts things on social media but doesn't allow any comments, seems to think that she's taken a brief survey and she thinks there's broad support. So she's going to go to Jeff City next week, it looks like, the leader of the Senate, and push for the subsidies for the sports stadiums. And we'll talk to Jeremy Cady about this, but if you are of the mind that it's not in the best interest of the taxpayer, you may need to get the email address for Senate leadership and House leadership and let them know how you feel, because they're only hearing from a very small slice of people right now. So we're going to get to Jeremy Cady at about 7:22 this morning. Stay tuned for that. All right. First, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Race-based loan forgiveness. It's in black and white, buried in the American Rescue Plan Act. The United States Secretary of Agriculture shall provide a payment in an amount up to 120% of the outstanding indebtedness of each socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher.
Yeah, that was a Biden administration policy that got challenged in court, and the administration lost, but there's a whistleblower who's come forward to say they continued the discrimination in spite of the court ruling and continued to do loan forgiveness for everybody except white people.
There was a line of people waiting to shake hands with our respective husbands, okay. You know, people like reaching over our heads and spilling water on us, trying to get to these two.
Well,
saw the look on her face, which expressed the sentiments that I felt, which was
pissed off.
Isn't it awful? It's tough to be Michelle Obama, because you're always being overshadowed by, oh, I don't know, the man who happened to have been president of the United States. So she's angry when she goes to events where people ignore her and just want to shake hands with Barack.
We had a dead country. We had a country people didn't think it was going to survive, and you ask a nasty question like that. It's called negotiation, but I knew that. But don't ever say what you said. That's a nasty question.
Reporter said to President Trump, some people are saying you're a chicken when it comes to you're a chicken when it comes to how you negotiate tariff policies. And boy, that's he's like, it's called negotiation. So before you parrot things like that from other people who don't know what the hell they're talking about, think it through.
Abortion providers have started sending patients out of state when the Missouri Supreme Court essentially banned abortion once again in the state. This is something that those clinics did during those 2 years abortion was banned between the Dobbs decision and Amendment 3.
Yep, that's how the local media is covering this Supreme Court decision on abortion, right? That they have blocked it temporarily. And, we had Beavis Shock on here yesterday. I thought he explained it very well for a very complicated issue. It's complicated because basically what the court said was the lower court judges made an error in how they interpreted the law, the new law, the new constitutional amendment, in terms of which current ordinances it overrode. And that they needed to go back and look at that again because it ignored obvious things that were obviously put in there not to prevent abortion, but to guarantee the safety of the women who were going through abortion. Simple things like sanitizing equipment at the abortion clinic and telling women you have a right to see an ultrasound before you abort your child if you want to. You don't have to, but you have a right to do it. Well, at Planned Parenthood, the last thing they want you to do is think through what you're about to do to your child. So showing you the heartbeat is not what they want to do. So they had tried to cancel all of those things, and now the Supreme Court said, wait a minute, you ruled on this in error. You've got to go back and look at this again. You can't just throw out all of these laws that you don't like because abortion is now legal in the state of Missouri.
I believe pregnancy centers will always show the woman an ultrasound because they know that as soon as the mom-to-be sees that sweet little heartbeat or the baby kicking around, they might change their mind and instead choose life. And Planned Parenthood knows that.
They know
and
that
they don't,
very well.
They don't want people to see that ultrasound.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that is what they're working on. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And now what are they going to do? Just send them to to across the river to Illinois, where they have mobile abortion clinics and abortion on demand and all of that stuff. So it's temporary, unfortunately. They'll reinstitute abortion soon enough in the state of Missouri. Another reason why this fix for Amendment 3 cannot come soon enough. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Mike Hahn. He used to work with the Trump campaign. He's a GOP strategist. Did you hear the Golden Dome comments that the president made earlier this week? He's like, hey, we're going to have a Golden Dome. It's going to protect us from ICBMs and all kinds of stuff coming in from other countries. Canada would like to be covered by it, too. They want us to extend the dome. But maybe we'll do that if they become the 51st state, because he's always negotiating. We're going to get Mike's take on that because people keep talking about it. I don't know how realistic it is, but they're still talking about it. So we'll get to that for you coming up right after the break.
Trump to the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they are launched from space. And we will have the best system ever built. As you know, we helped Israel with theirs, and it was very successful. And now we have technology that's even far advanced from that, but including hypersonic missiles, ballistic missiles, and advanced cruise missiles, all of them will be knocked out of the air. We will truly be completing the job that President Reagan started 40 years ago, forever ending the missile threat to the American homeland, and the success rate is very close to 100%, which is...
Wow, pretty amazing. President Trump yesterday talking about the Golden Dome and referencing Ronald Reagan and the Strategic Defense Initiative and all of that stuff. I don't know. He says he can get it done in a hurry. We got Mike Hahn on the line this morning. He is a GOP strategist, former Trump campaign social media director. And Mike, welcome in.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Absolutely. So I did hear the president's comments, and he goes, and by the way, you know, Canada wants to be under the dome, too. But I told him they can only do that after the 51st state.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the art of the deal, right?
Yeah.
Donald Trump wants something, he's going to make you come to the table and negotiate. So, I mean, look, if I'm Canada, I'm looking at either a really large price tag of $61 billion, or I could become part of the greatest nation on earth and be fully protected by external threats from China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. I think I know what I'm taking here. So, look, I think President Trump, at the end of the day, is statehood likely for Canada? Probably not. But you know what is likely is cooperation. So Canada will come to the table. on trade, and they're certainly going to come to the table on the Golden Dome because they need protection. And they also can't have bad trade relations with the strongest economy in the Northern Hemisphere, and that's the United States.
I'm just surprised that Donald Trump has even discussed the idea of Canada becoming the 51st state, although I agree with you, I don't think that's ever going to happen. And I say that because Canada is very liberal. There's some very crazy policies there, and you think about the impact that could have here in the United States, and specifically the makeup of the Electoral College. I mean, do we really want that?
Yeah, I thought about that myself. I certainly don't want two more liberal senators from Canada.
No. Right.
If Canada were to become the 51st state, we'd have to divide it up and make it multiple states and end up probably being about 56 different states.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, look, I don't think the end game for Donald Trump really is to make Canada the 51st state. I think he's certainly using it as a negotiation tactic because we have serious trade issues with Canada, and we also have serious security issues when it comes to our northern border, and certainly now with the Golden Dome. So I think Donald Trump's certainly using this as a negotiation tactic to get what he needs out of Canada on those two very important issues.
Yeah, Mike Hahn with us. Of course, he used to work for the Trump campaign. And Mike, you know, I've said this yesterday. I made the observation that the president brought up Ronald Reagan and the Strategic Defense Initiative with this whole Golden Dome idea. And Ronald Reagan used that as a tool at the time to drive the Soviet Union into ruin. And I almost have to wonder if Trump's not sort of doing the same thing. I mean, that's a massive undertaking to get completed in 4 years. You think it's realistic?
I do think it's realistic. I mean, when I think back to Trump's first term, he also was able to get the Space Force done, which was obviously a huge poke in the eye to some of these some of our adversaries. If you look at the response from Russia, China, and North Korea to the Golden Dome, they hate the idea. They think that it's going to lead to some type of like nuclear Armageddon in space. That's obviously not true. They hate the idea because it makes America significantly safer. And it is a vision that Reagan had. And if there's anyone to get it done and across the finish line, it's Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, you remember the policy back then they talked about was called MAD, mutually assured destruction. And if one country is protected from that, then suddenly there's no balance there between nuclear superpowers, and you could certainly see them trying to, like China, whose economy is on the brink, trying to somehow compete with the U.S. in that realm. I think he's using this as economic leverage as well.
I agree, and he's smart to do so. I mean, this is all, as much as we're trying to get Canada to the negotiation table, we're also trying to get China to the negotiation table as well. And those negotiations continue to take place on the tariffs. So China would be well advised to come to the table and negotiate with the president on the tariffs before their economy is completely destroyed so that they can compete with the United States on defense. And they'd be smart to do so.
I got about a minute and a half left here. Mike Hahn is my guest. He worked on social media as the director for the Trump campaign. So on the tariff ruling last night by that court, I see this as a temporary setback. I mean, I think the president clearly has tariff authority here.
Yeah, I think the president clearly has tariff authority. And it's funny because they didn't come out and do this in the first term at all when President Trump used tariffs as threats. So, I mean, this is just more examples of war of lawfare and the Democrats using weaponized judicial system to try and stop the president because they can't stop him in elections now. They can't stop them in Congress. So they're trying to weaponize the judiciary with these just whack job liberal judges. And I don't think it's going to stand, certainly not on appeal. The president obviously has authority.
I would agree with that. Mike Hahn, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Appreciate that. I think the Supreme Court will smack that down pretty quickly, just like John Kennedy said. Another judge, another day. And we move on. Lawfare is what that's commonly referred to, isn't it? Coming up, Tom Ackerman, we'll get him in here talking a little bit about the Cardinals and maybe the soccer team. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. So we're going to talk a little bit of sports right here. I've got the two Toms on today. First, I've got the big guy, Tom Ackerman. Then I've got Tom Homan. You might have heard of him. He's the United States border czar. Let's get to Tom number one.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
You're number one, Tom, and it's not because you're the one in the studio right now.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
I am honored. I'm honored to be able to go first, bat leadoff, if you will. Sports, the great unifier. You know, we can sit here and talk about politics and about, you know, your views on certain things. What I love about sports is everybody's welcome into that building and can root on the St. Louis Cardinals. And let me tell you, that team is good. And they're not going anywhere anytime soon. They are going to be hanging around this race. They've won 18 of 23. The crowds are back. Memorial Day weekend was great. And I think they're going to be coming back here June 3rd. They host the Royals and then the Dodgers and then the Blue Jays. A 9-game homestand is coming up after they travel through the Texas Rangers this weekend. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Baltimore Orioles, and they're a fun baseball team. I highly encourage people, it's not too late to get on board and follow this team. They are the real deal. These guys are entertaining, but they're also gritty, I would say. You know, there's no one star on this team necessarily. They just find ways to win. I am very impressed with how the Cardinals are going about their business.
You think they just got into their rhythm, something clicked, or was there something specific you think that changed?
I think they're just all young, mostly, except for Contreras and Arenado and some of the pitchers like Gray and Michaelis, who's really been good, who's turned his season around. But, you know, they're just young guys who, you know, didn't have the experience yet, and we're going to have to go through some growing pains. And now they're starting to find a rhythm in their offense, which has been impressive in the middle innings. The Cardinals just don't have an easy out in their lineup. You know, they all make contact for the most part. Even Gorman and Walker have started to turn it on here lately and are finding ways to pound the ball into the gaps. Mason Wynn had 4 hits yesterday. He's really started to turn it on. And then, you know, the pitching. The one thing the Cardinals have that the Cubs don't, and the Cubs are the best team in the NL Central right now, but the Cardinals haven't played them yet and won't until June 23rd. The Cardinals have a closer and a really good one in Ryan Helsley. He had another save last night. He now has 12. And if you're going to go make a run for the playoffs in this game, in this business, you have to have a closer. Cubs don't have one yet. They have not established one. The Cardinals obviously do. The best closer in the game last year was Ryan Helsley, and they have it now. So that's been a big part of it. Their bullpen has come back together. They blew a lot of games early in the year. Their bullpen was just sort of discombobulated, like they couldn't get the right mix of guys. They were going on the road and losing. Now they're just winning everywhere. They went on the road. They went at home. They look great. The starters have established themselves. You can just tell the attitude, the way they talk about each other. They are playing for each other. I don't see anybody going out there on their own trying to pick up stats. They just want to win ball games. It's actually neat to see.
It's pretty awesome. And I'm glad that nobody told them they weren't supposed to be good.
I think they heard it.
Yeah, they probably
and it
heard
actually
that.
Like,
I think they saw it from the stands when they realized not many people were coming to the games. But thankfully, you're saying, Tom, that's turned around.
It absolutely has turned around. I mean, I was at the game Saturday. That place was rocking. Sunday, when Nolan Arenado went crashing into the seats, and I'm telling you, folks, watch this guy play. Arenado is a Hall of Famer. He's going to go into Cooperstown, and this is his town right now. And he loves playing in St. Louis. He wants to win, and he stayed. They tried to trade him, actually, and he rejected the trade to Houston. He stayed in St. Louis. He goes crashing into the seats on Sunday. In between two seats, they have those hard little separators, little armrests, and it went right into his back. Ooh. He goes down for the count. He was down for a few minutes. Gets up. Ollie Marmol goes up to him and is like, "Are you all right? What do you want to do?" And he's like, "I'm staying. I'm staying in this game." And the crowd noticed it, got up, roared, huge ovation. And he stays in the game. They win the game after he makes this amazing catch into the seats, goes tumbling into the first row. That's a guy right there who's been told that he's washed up and, you know, his career is done. People don't think Arenado can do what he used to do. He may well go out and win a gold glove. He's motivated to deliver at the plate, had a big home run the other night. I mean, I think this team has an attitude about it. They've heard the critics, and they are responding. And I think the more that you tell them they can't do it, the more it fuels them. I think it's fun. I compare them to, for those of you who follow baseball closely, last year the Detroit Tigers were considered to be sort of a young team that, you know, would try to figure it out and let's see these young guys play. They end up becoming buyers at the trade deadline and a playoff caliber team. And now look at them this year. Detroit's one of the best teams in all of baseball this year. That's what this Cardinals team reminds me of. They just found a way. They hit another gear, and it's impressive.
That's good. So I'm interested to get your take on this. We experienced it ourselves here over the last few years. Before the Rams left, the city was looking at ways it could spend money on a new stadium or whatever upgrades to keep them and all this stuff. Now we got the Royals and the Chiefs. That special session gets called Monday. I'm going to have a guy on, Jeremy Cady, used to be with Americans for Prosperity, and he's written a pretty strong op-ed against this idea of spending taxpayer dollars on keeping this team from hopping the river out there into Kansas. How do you feel about that, Tom?
Well, look, I am St. Louis first. I'll be selfish here and say that anything that I want to happen, I want to happen to St. Louis. And I'm very high on this amateur sports tax credit that we need here in St. Louis because we have to be able to draw sporting events to keep our economy humming. And the St. Louis Sports Commission, for example, does an amazing job of drawing in NCAA tournament. We're going to have the NCAA basketball tournament here. We just had... we have wrestling, we have gymnastics that come to town, we have hockey events left and right. We just had the Frozen Four. We're going to have the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. These events draw in thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And so if I'm asking the Missouri legislature to do something, I'm concentrating on that. But if they're going to do it, you know, if you're going to do anything in Missouri, you have to understand as a St. Louisan that you got to give Kansas City something. And Kansas City, in turn, you know, is going to have to understand that you got to give. So what I'm saying is you have to be patient here and understand that both cities are going to have to receive help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Missouri's governor, Mike Kehoe, is a St. Louisan and in his heart, but he understands the importance, too, of keeping those teams in Kansas City, in the state of Missouri, and making sure that Missouri thrives from sports revenue.
So
it's a complicated issue
right,
over there. I get
right,
that.
Right.
But it's something to definitely pay attention to. The Royals, I don't think, are bluffing. I think the Royals will go to Kansas if they get a sweetheart of a deal. I think the Chiefs one is interesting. They've been at Arrowhead forever. The Royals have been next door forever. It's something absolutely important to the state. I mean, I am for both cities getting as much help as possible to keep Missouri going strong.
So you see some leverage there for what St. Louis needs in if Kansas City's allowed to get what they want.
That's what I'm saying is I think that, yeah.
They have some leverage in the special session.
I do.
Interesting.
So, you know, look, the NFL isn't coming back to St. Louis. We don't want to deal with the NFL, and the NFL doesn't want to deal with us. The only way that would ever happen is if some billionaire owner could pay for everything and tell St. Louis that they're never leaving. You know, right now what we have to build on is Cardinals, Blues, Battlehawks, City, college sports like crazy. Amateur sports events and the convenience of having everything in downtown St. Louis. But mm-hmm. we need the help. You know, we need the help. The amateur sports tax credit is a big, big part of this thing. But for that to happen, I think the governor is probably going to have to give Kansas City a little bit of that too.
Do you have another minute or do you have to run?
I do have to go do a sports cast, but what else?
Well, I was just going to ask about St. Louis City SC.
Fired their coach. Olaf, yeah. Justified, needed to do it, need to move on, but they really need to look deep inside the organization.
You don't think it'll be David Critchley, do you?
Well, he's going to have it for now, but they're going to search for now. They'll search for somebody else. But they got to look for how are they getting players? What are they spending their money on? Mm-hmm. And they got to look at how other teams are successful. This is more than just the coach.
Tom, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See
we appreciate
you, Tom.
It. See yep, you. Thank you. Good to get your thoughts on that. We are going to talk to Jeremy Cady coming up about 7:20, just after Tom Homan is on the air, because he's written a piece very critical of taxpayer money going to these professional sports franchises. And he kind of did the math on what he said that what you get back in return. Like, we covered this story for years when I was a TV reporter. well, you know, they went to the Super Bowl. They brought all these people come to downtown. They spend money. It has a huge economic impact. But in the overall scope of things, according to Jeremy's math, that's not true. And I think it's a feel-good story, but do Missouri taxpayers need to be on the hook for that? It's like a TIF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's almost like tax increment financing. I guess that's effectively what it is, because they're going to let them keep whatever sales revenue that they generate, tax revenue, I should say, at that new stadium for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Like, they just get to keep all of it. None of it has to go back to the state. Well, whatever economic impact it might have had locally, you're not feeling that in Kansas City if all that tax money is not coming back to local municipalities at all or to the state. They're just getting to keep it. I don't know. I see Jeremy's logic in that, and I'll be interested to hear what he has to say coming up here at about 7:22. We're going to get to in other news here in just a couple of minutes. We got Tom Homan, the border czar, the other Tom, joining us live at the top of the hour. We'll be back. Absolutely love this story. Not that I don't love why it happened, but I love this story. So we've talked about Caitlin Clark and the Caitlin Clark effect. WNBA tickets have prices and sales have gone through the roof for any game she's playing in. It was the same when she played in college. There was high demand for games she played in. The demand dropped precipitously when she wasn't playing in them. Now she's been injured, right? Oh, she's boy. Got a lower quad strain, and she's out for at least 4 weeks. If I read this correctly, and she's going to be sidelined. No, I take that back. She's going to be sidelined at least 2 weeks, and she's going to miss 4 games. The average price for those tickets has plummeted. So the tickets to see her were going for on average $137. That ticket price has dropped to $80. Here's the other problem. It's not just the home games. When they travel, they were going to go to Washington and Chicago. They had to move the games to bigger venues because of the demand, because Caitlin Clark was going to be there, but now she's not going to be there. So all those people that bought tickets to these bigger venues, those tickets have dropped from $41, and you can now get in for $14 because she's not going to be there.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
They can't deny her impact. I love it.
No, they will, Mark. They will deny it.
Yeah.
They'll say it's some other reason that caused that. Well, this is just interesting. So the Cardinals mascot, Fred Bird, was just voted among the sexiest mascots. It's called like BetUS. I don't know. Some site for online betting had released a poll that ranked MLB mascots on how attractive they are. So it based it on the following criteria: personality, confidence, presence. And we're not talking about the person behind the mask, because obviously you don't see that. We're talking about the actual mascot itself. The MLB has over 27 active mascots. Fred Bird came in number 12. And in case you're curious, the Diamondbacks mascot Baxter was rated as the number one sexiest MLB mascot.
Do we have to have a sexy mascot? Why is that a thing? I don't understand that at all.
Could be just coolest mascot, the most fun mascot. Why do we have to go sexy?
Why do we have... None of them is thin.
It's good news for those of us with big beats.
He's got like a dad bod then, I guess. Thank you. That's in.
Exactly.
It's just so bizarre. Okay. All right.
You've heard of Florida Man. Dana Lash used to do a segment called Florida Man.
Yeah.
This is the strangest story. This Florida man, who is clearly on meth or something, was seen swimming in an alligator-infested pond. He got attacked by an alligator. They called police. Police arrived on the scene. The guy made it out of the pond with blood dripping down his arm, picked up a pair of pruning shears, and charged at the police. Well, they tased him. Didn't do any good. He got up, tried to get in the police car to get to a gun, at which point police finally had to shoot him. After he survived the alligator attack, he got shot to death by cops. He'd just gotten out of prison. I mean, maybe only in Florida.
That is the most Florida story I've ever heard.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, seriously. Don't do drugs, kids.
Stay off drugs, stay kids. Away. Dare can use that as one of their examples for kids when they go to school. Some of this new technology that they're coming out with starts to really freak me out. Even though it's really cool what it can do, it scares me. So Apple's new AI glasses, they're saying, will be able to translate any language in real time.
Really?
Google's glasses, I guess, can do the same thing. I mean, they can answer. So, for example, the glasses can take phone calls. They can do music playback. They can offer you directions. And then now they're saying it'll be able to translate any language. So I guess you go to a foreign country and maybe the translators will be obsolete because you just put one of these smart glasses on when they're available next year. And
does it do it both ways?
Well, I guess question. I would think you could. I don't know how you would set that up if there's like an app on your phone
That's
where you would
cool.
put like, hey, I need
cool.
English to French or French to English. But certainly you'd have to have some ability to. Yeah, I would think that
it's
you could go back and
like
forth.
Like you can use Google Translate, but it's really awkward because there's a
it's
big
slow,
pause.
It's yeah.
all that. That's a great idea.
Well,
I love that.
Having it in your glasses, I don't think will eliminate the pause. I mean, think about when you're looking for an address, I have to turn down the radio to pay attention to
yeah,
what's
happening. Yeah, but so true.
What I'm hearing here is that it interprets it in real time, though. If you have the glasses on, the guy's talking to you.
And where, do you see it in text?
I guess you
or
read
is
it text.
Or,
who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. That's
Someone
wild.
Buy the glasses and tell
All
us.
All right, we're out of time. We'll be back in a minute. Tom Holman coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.